Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is a case and one of the most disturbing examples of power manipulation and cover-up that we have seen in a long time. We're talking about Sandra Birchmore, a young woman who for years was groomed and abused by a police officer, I should say possibly more than one, in Stoughton, Massachusetts. Okay, let's just say it was more than one, without a doubt. An officer who allegedly murdered her and staged the scene to look like a suicide. The officer, Matthew Farwell. And the real kicker, he wasn't the only one involved. His twin brother and another officer also had inappropriate relationships with Birchmore. And as you dig deeper, the more it starts to look like a whole system was working to protect its own. And for a while, it worked. Birchmore's death was ruled a suicide. The case was closed. But then the FBI steps in. And when the feds come knocking, you know, things are about to get real. But here's where it gets wild. How did this cover-up last so long? How do you fake a suicide and get away with it, at least for a few years? And most importantly, who else knew about this and looked the other way? Joining us today is retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, who knows exactly how these cases unfold. Jennifer, let's get right into it. When a cop is the suspect, how much harder is it to uncover the truth? And how often do you see a blue wall of cover-ups in a case like this?
Well, first of all, Tony, in this particular case, of course, he slinked in and slinked out of the crime scene. And you had individuals that I don't think did a decent job at all really understanding and combing through that crime scene and properly collecting the evidence. In addition, you had a medical ME rule that this was a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you have, let's start with that. Whenever you have an ME, and by the way, investigators find this out right away. In the last case I had that involved a murder, potential murder, I should say,
mm-hmm.
I think it was a murder. You had, you, I was at the autopsy. You go to the autopsy. Somebody is there because you want to know right away, what are you dealing with? Was this an accident, a suicide, a homicide? What is the manner of death? So these investigators know straight away what the ME is has concluded for the most part, even though it's not official and they have to go through a lot of you know, tests and so on, toxicology, so on. So when you have a situation that is ruled a suicide, it's very difficult for you then to say you have a homicide. Take the Karen Reed case as an example. In that case, they made no strong decision, that ME, on what exactly it was, whether it was a homicide or you know, accidental, or they just did a terrible job with making a strong pronouncement. And the I think they pronounced it undetermined. And of course, that's been a big deal, right? Because Proctor was angry about that and said, come on, you got to, you know, make a decision one way or the other. And this whole thing stinks of homicide. That's how he felt about it. But my point is as a detective, as an agent, as an investigator, you cannot just say, you can't go against medical evidence. It's very, very difficult. And that's why when the FBI stepped in, one of their first steps was to have another ME look at everything. And they, you know, they said, no way, this is a homicide.
How, I mean, and that's where it gets to the disturbing level of, in you start to feel that this is a cover up, that it goes just beyond Farwell. Obviously, you had his twin brother who was involved with her. You have the school resource officer who had been involved with her. And God knows who else, quite honestly, at this point. I know nobody else has been accused, but I, at this point, I wouldn't be, anything would surprise me. And then this person that everybody is, involved with, to put it nicely, dies. Like right there, right when Farwell is around, and everybody's just like, "Oh, suicide, totally suicide." I, you have to assume, especially if you look at the case and you've seen suicides before and you've seen homicides before, it's not like one person is showing up and Matthew Farwell's the only one there with his notepad going, "Yep, it's a suicide. Coroner, take the body. I will do the official judgment on how she died, and case closed. We're good." There's other people in there doing those roles. How did everyone miss that?
Well, that's a great question, and I can't wait for the FBI to get to the bottom of it, because I always say this, incompetence mimics corruption.
Yeah.
So so often, you know, the public wants to jump to the conclusion, everybody's corrupt. Everybody who was involved is corrupt. And actually, in this case, I think it might be leaning toward huge concern about others being involved.
Yeah.
But you have a stage scene and you have a police officer who's done it. So he knows some of the tricks, right? You know, and what to say. Oh, the, you know, desperate girl. She was pregnant. She just wanted to get out. The problem is nothing matched that narrative.
Yeah.
She was planning a baby shower. She told people how excited she was to have this baby. There was, she was right in the middle of doing domestic duties. I think she had a load in the dryer and the washer. It looked like she was doing wash, you know. Oh, and by the way, in the middle of this, I think I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
You know, nothing matched up. Crime scene was, remember, she was hanging from a doorknob, as I recall. And again, the physics of all of that, it just, none of it matched up when you looked at the evidence.
How often do people hang themselves from doorknobs? I mean, that, like, I'm looking at my doorknob, like, how, I don't even know how I could do that, quite honestly. I mean, you'd take, you'd have to, like, force yourself, you'd have to, like, really almost strangle yourself. That wouldn't be a hanging at that point.
Yeah, it's there. That crime scene screamed of a homicide. You know, several of us said that well in advance of any charges, well in advance. Everyone that looked at the Sandra Birchmore case said, No way. Look at the footage of Farwell sneaking out with a mask on. You know, the whole thing was absolutely obvious, I think, to many, that this was nefarious, that this was quite likely a homicide. And but it took, again, a medical examiner going through the evidence medically and saying, yes, this is not a suicide.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.